opportunity to practice with all of you. Take some time in meditation and some treatment. We have an infinite number of descriptors for that which is infinite. But over the years, we've been taught the seven main aspects of God from different teachers: life, light, love, peace, power, beauty, joy. Seven divine qualities, seven main aspects. Wonderful to work with. And as I listen to all of you, I think that that's a good place for us to start. So let's take a moment and close our eyes and turn within. And just bring conscious awareness to the breath. Throughout our day, we don't pay a lot of attention to our breathing. And in those moments when we're suddenly short of breath, it becomes apparent. But note the rise and fall, the ebb and flow. And to simply breathe here now. We can't breathe in the past. We can't breathe in the future. Just breathe here now. And as we do, we reflect on that perfect understanding of spiritual truth. God is, I am. God is, I am. Then with every breath, we expand that awareness out. God is life. I am life. God is life. I am life. God is light. I am light. God is light. I am light. God is love. I am love. God is love. I am love. God is peace. I am peace. God is peace. I am peace. God is power. I am power. God is power. I am power. God is beauty. I am beauty. God is beauty. I am beauty. God is joy. I am joy. God is joy. I am joy. And with every conscious breath, as we feel that awareness sinking down into our very bones. If God is life, light, love, peace, power, beauty, joy, then I am life, light, love, peace, power, beauty, joy. Then we all are, everything is life, light, love, peace, power, beauty, joy. And as you breathe, allow your senses to run wild with that knowing, to see it, to feel it, to hear it, to know it, to believe it, to accept it, as we reflect upon the world that we live in and the world that we have created. God is all of this, so much more. So am I, so are you, so are we, so is all. We take a moment in the stillness to allow that to expand to every sense within us. And the prayer of our hearts is connected at this most grounded, magnificent, sacred space. Connected together as one within the one, as the one. For if we recognize that one life, right here and right now, knowing that there is one life. I call that life spirit. We may call it God, love, higher power, infinite intelligence, wisdom, joy, all that is. By whatever name we know this one, it is the source of all that is. And as such is not the bigger power or the better power, the brighter power, the stronger power, the true power. It is all power itself. Forever creative, forever creating. Forever in play, in upon itself. Revealing the truth of its magnificent creation. As me, and you, and as everything that we see. So I know I am this one life. As I speak this word, as we each speak this word, all of us in prayer for healing and wholeness, that divine pattern that was created since the beginning and is inherently found within every organ, atom, tissue, fiber, function of our being, every inch and every ounce, every molecule, every moment of who we are and all those we love is wholeness itself, direct from source. And for all of our prayers for peace. Peace is divine, ever moving through each of us in every situation. But there is a harmony amongst us, for we are one. And so as we come from this place of peace, we see peace reflected all around us. And we feel our connection, our connectedness in this peace. And that knowing is so for everything that we hold in prayer, that if we come from that place of love and peace and wholeness and life and light, from intelligence and wisdom and abundance and prosperity, well-being, that we see that reflected all around us. Because we remember, if God is and I am, then we are that we are, and all is that it is so. So we relax in that effort of trying to make things happen and let that go. Instead, welcome that peace, that life, that light that resides within. Our job is to put out the welcome mat. So we offer this prayer from deep within our souls. Let that vibration ring throughout the universe. So we take another moment in silence. And feel, sense, and know the reverberation of this divine prayer. And resting in that place of supreme gratitude. Grateful for life. Knowing that a word spoken silently, spoken out loud, spoken individually, spoken collectively, cannot, must not, will not return unto us void, but shall, will, must accomplish that for which it is sent. We let this word go forth into the law. And rest in knowing all is well. Taking a deep breath in as together we say, and so it is.
And so it is.